This gospel is a turning point. It's the beginning, really, of in John, we're just starting chapter 2. So there's been that awesome prologue, and then the call of the disciples, and then this wedding. Now, Cain is about 9 miles northwest of Nazareth. So Our Lady probably walked there to be there for the party. The party is going to last a few days. They don't have just, even nowadays, when things are much more restrained, wedding party goes on 3 or 4 days anyway. So it's not surprising they run out of wine. Now, I want to sort of adjust the translation a little bit, quite a bit, actually. There's a whole other way to understand this dialogue between Jesus and Mary. And it was very much in force in the ancient church and sort of drifted out. She said, you know, they have no wine. They're running out of wine. And Jesus said, woman, what is that to you and me? Has not my hour already come? Now, we don't have time to go into all the philology, but believe me, that's a possibility, which changes the whole thing. In other words, from now on, Mary, my mother, you are woman to me. And I am, so you are Eve, and I am Adam. And we're starting the hour, which will bring back the restoration of the whole human race for all eternity. It starts now. My hour has begun now. Has not my hour already come? And then Our Lady says, do whatever he tells you. Whatever the. So where are we now? I got to go quickly, I know that. But we're at Sinai. You see? Starts off on the third day, and they don't put that in the text. I don't know why. On the third day. Well, you know, we've just gone through how many, on the next day, next day, next day, next day, the call of the disciples. It's not the third day at all. But in another way, it is the third day. On the third day, what is the most famous, besides the Lord's resurrection, what is the most famous third day in the Bible? The giving of the law. On the third day, I will come down. And that God repeats that 4 times in Exodus 19. On the third day, on the third day, on the third day. So now we're ready for a new law. And the new law is the Holy Spirit, the wine. Augustine is close to that when he says, you know, the new wine is the gospel. So how does your concern affect me? Not exactly right. And then, has not my hour already come? I have an article published on all of this, and a whole bunch of guys jumped it at the big meeting, but it's too clear, you know, so they had to back down. So then comes the part that's important for us. Do whatever he tells you. Now, we're at a turning point right now. You wonder why I do every once in a while. Why was I born now? You know, the whole world is going to pot. You know, Satan's taken over. Why? I would have rather been born in the Middle Ages, I guess, but I didn't have a choice. Do whatever he tells you. All that the Lord has said we will do is the way it is at Sinai. Huh? And the Lord says, I say 4 times, on the third day, on the third day, on the third day, on the third day, I will descend. Because it's not the third day, if you count. Huh? Just when you go home, Just look at you have the prologue, and then you have John the Baptist. And on the next day, and on the next day, on the next day, this is really the fourth or fifth day, if you're counting that way. This is not the third. The third day, Jesus is going to foreshadow and begin the new law. And that's why the text ends by saying, Jesus did this, the beginning of his signs at Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his kavod, revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. The began is not in the text, but it's implied. Because if they really believed in him, they wouldn't make such a mess of it for the next 2 or 3 years. I mean, it took a long time. Much like us, right? Do we believe in Jesus? Oh, yeah. But how much? You know, is he the fascination? Is he the center? Is he the joy of our life? You see? And so, he revealed, you see, the beginning of his signs, the first, and it revealed his kavod. And the disciples started to realize that this wasn't just Jesus. There's something going on here. And they began to believe in him. It's interesting that we have this text for Our Lady of Lourdes. But we should really commemorate this day and pray this day. We have a call out to everybody to be at the abortion clinic to pray today. That's a beginning. It's also the day, I just understand from Janice, when Pope Benedict has announced that he's going to retire on February 20th. 28th. Oh, well, that gives us a little more time. That's going to be a new era. And believe me, the forces of light and darkness that will be in conflict over this election are immeasurable. So really begin to pray and fast. You see the kind of times we live in? You know, most people, at least born when I was born, you thought, you know, you'd get married, work for the five and dime, you know, Woolworths, raise a family, and be happy ever after. And look at the world. Slaughtering, I don't know how many million babies. And wars. And absolute rejection of God. Europe has just rejected God. And we're close. These are tumultuous times we live in. Which means what? We have a greater claim on God's grace. It's a privilege to be living now, to be sustained by God, but also know how many people we have to sustain. I've been trying to tell this to the dear community here for almost a year. Get ready. I don't mean go out and buy 100 pounds of sugar. I mean get ready here, because we have to begin to comfort people whose whole life is going to fall apart. They all they got is their job, the booze, and the television. And that's all going to go. So, on this feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, let's really commit this issue of life to the Lord, to at least stop the Holocaust, so we won't have to answer for any more of that when the rest happens.